Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. We're having a little bit of technical problems today, so if you'll give me just a moment, we'll have our Manic Monday music to start up with.
Do you want me to start it?
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad.
Everyone, today is June 25th, 2012, and I hope it's been a good Monday for you. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota, also known as our Clip Master. I hope today is a beautiful day out there wherever you are. We've got a great show planned for you. We also have on the line with us the star of our show, the Portuguese princess herself, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you doing, Michelle?
Well, hello, Cherry and Paul. You know, of course we're having technical difficulties. It's Manic Mondays. Come on now.
I know.
You
how
know
are you doing,
technical
Paul?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, you two. I'm so... I want to fix things. I just want to do that, and it's frustrating to hear that there's technical problems. It's just grrr.
Oh, Paul, he's going crazy over there. I just want to first say, what's up to Phil in the chat room? I'm excited to see him. Everybody else, of course,
yes,
is excited to see you. But Phil, we all know what he's been going through, and for him to be here right now, I'm super stoked. So, hey, Phil, what's going on? Aren't you guys happy to see him there?
I know. I'm so glad he's here with us. He's been going through such a medical problem, and we've been praying for him, and it's so good to see that he's at home and back on the computer and able to be here with us. So it's a blessing to see him back on those keys again and back in the chat room with us.
Woohoo! See, it's not that bad of a Monday.
That's
technical difficulties, who cares, you know what I mean? But at least we're all here. So I just want to say what's up, everybody. Manic Mondays, another probably epic one as usual. And, of course, it's only epic because of all you guys out there. So thanks again for joining us. We're going to be talking, of course, reality TV. Paul, once again, you're here. Thank God you interrupted me. I love it. That makes me feel good because sometimes I think that you go off and you kind of daze off somewhere. So whenever you interrupt, I'm like, yes, Paul's still here.
I try to sense a pause to jump in, and my sensory is off. I guess Phil has given me a new name instead of Paul from Minnesota. It's Paul, come and fix me.
There you go. Because you like to fix everything, Paul. So that's like that's actually a very nice words right there. That's an honor. Paul, come and fix me.
There you go.
That's got a good ring to it, Paul. That's your new name. Right? Let's continue that.
Yeah.
So we have a lot to talk about. Oh, my God. It's getting closer and closer and closer to Big Brother. So I'm sure everybody's excited out there.
Closer to
once again, Paul, you're there. Yes. Talk.
not only closer to July 12th, but closer to sequester and reveals and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to get a taste of what's going to happen well before the 12th.
Right.
One
week from today, on July 2nd, they are going to start revealing things on CBS. About Big Brother 14.
Is that a definite, Jerry?
That's what they're saying. They've been saying it. They said it on today on the talk, and they're saying.
Oh, really?
This is what Al Mellis has on TV Grapevine, and I love Al Mellis. I love TV Grapevine. They're wonderful people, and I have the utmost respect for Al Mellis. So, according to reliable sources, we are at 1 week to go. 1 week today, Big Brother and Julie Chen will start releasing information about its 14th season. The only thing really notable about this season is the fight Big Brother has been having with The Glass House, which is produced by ABC. And it goes on to talk about that and about how ABC infringed on the copyrights and trade secrets, da-da-da. But then it goes on down to say, the reason I mention the foregoing is because many fans anticipating Big Brother 14 are thinking that CBS and Big Brother will loosen the purse strings and do all sorts of improvements in order to make this the best Big Brother it can be. Don't hold your breath on that. Big Brother has been inherently stingy ever since Alison Grodner took over from Arnold Shapiro at the beginning of Big Brother 8 season. Almost all the challenges are leftovers from Big Brother All-Stars. The list is endless when it comes to things sadly needing improvement. The Big Brother official wrap party was even ditched for the sake of economy. An example of the tight purse strings is the Big Brother house. Other than the year-by-year redecoration with new wallpaper, props, and IKEA furniture, there have been almost no improvements to the Big Brother house, and I doubt we will see much of that done in that direction this Big Brother 14 season. But it says what we are expecting to see is a lot more house guests. Big Brother 14, through its commercials, has been telling us that there will be more house guests than ever before. The consensus is there will be 18 to 20 house guests to begin the season. We've also been told there will be four big surprises. The surprises could be people, as in four special house guests, or the surprises could be in concept. Your guess is good as mine. Perhaps it will be a combination of house guests and concept. One thing that has become obvious is the house guests will be in Big Brother 14 house longer than ever before prior to the season premiere, because the July 12th start date and the Independence Day weekend. Maybe one of the surprises is going to be that the Superpass live feeds will actually start sooner than expected, allowing us to see and hear what goes on in the house prior to the premiere night. Wouldn't that be cool? So that's one thing that we need to be watching for, is that maybe we'll get to see what's going on in the house, and the live feeds on Superpass will start earlier. Of course, we are left with the love-to-hate teaser in the commercials. It could be a red herring like in past years, but I doubt it. Love-to-hate leads us in only one direction, and that is returning house guests, or perhaps crossovers from other CBS reality TV shows. Colton from Survivor has been mentioned and is an unsubstantiated rumor. Now is an excellent time to start keeping an eye on Facebook and Twitter accounts of all potential house guests. If they go strangely silent, you may be onto something. Starting on Monday, July 2nd, we have been informed that Big Brother 14 will start releasing details about the coming season. As a matter of fact, it was tweeted that beginning July 2nd, information, twist, and house guest will be released. A week from today, you should have your TiVo or whatever set to record The Talk, Letterman, Craig Ferguson, and CBS This Morning if you expect to catch all the Big Brother 14 news as it happens. So all of those shows should be set to record starting July 2nd. The Talk, Letterman, Craig Ferguson, and CBS This Morning.
Wow.
Did you say there's
rumors of Colton. No.
That's crazy.
Invading our Big Brother home?
Oh, my goodness.
I
don't know. That's the first time I've heard his name being thrown out there at all. So I've heard a lot of other things, but his name, that's very interesting.
Well, I've heard that they are talking about two or three survivors and at least one Amazing Race person. That's another rumor I've heard. So who knows what they've got up their sleeve?
Well, just to let everybody know, I'm here, so...
Pick Michelle. Pick me.
Call me. Email me. Twitter me.
We will miss you dearly, but I'll find somebody to hold down Manic Mondays until you get back, girl. Because I want to see you go in and kick butt in the Big Brother house and win that shit.
I could only dream of going back in there. So that's basically all that is right now, is a dream, and I can cross everything possible and just hope that it happens. But a lot of these things that we hear things all the time, and we've done this I don't even know how many years, so it's rumors. Some of them stick, some of them don't, and I'm interested to see what I'm excited. I can't even explain to you, so I would love to be called back.
And I'm also with you on, we always hear rumors, but at least it sounds like for sure we don't have to wait much longer, for some reveal. Did you watch The Talk today, Cherry? What was said on there?
They showed them working on the house, and they showed them painting it was almost like what do I want to say? It's like a sky theme, but at night with like Saturn and some stars and the moon and that kind of thing.
Didn't they have media day the other day?
Wasn't there the mock media BB House 24-hour thing?
The reports were that happened Friday.
Okay, so they obviously probably signed something where they can't reveal anything. So has anybody heard anything from that? I just heard that they were there. I didn't hear anything at all. So
I haven't heard anything either. But I'm going to start watching the talk religiously so that I keep up with what's going on there, because Julie Chen and them are supposed to be going in the house. And
yes, that's what I heard too.
Stuff. Yeah.
I heard that they're going to go in there and they're going to do like, not, it's besides the media day, but it's going to be The View, and they're all, I mean, The Tuck, and they're all going to go in there and kind of do like a mock Big Brother, right?
Right.
Okay. So there's going to be more than, okay. And so you said you saw Saturn and stuff. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, was it like decorations or something?
They were painting a wall, and it had like that sort of theme to it.
Oh.
And it
was
all glittery-like.
Sounds very futuristic to me. I mean,
could you tell in the painting, were they painting like the backyard wall
couldn't
or
tell.
An indoor wall?
Couldn't tell.
Okay. Hey, by the way, apparently our Michelle from the Bronx said she broke her ankle.
Oh no!
Shut up! Oh my God! Was it chasing after Evie the bear? I hope she's all right.
And
I hope she's on her meds.
She's wondering why her wifey isn't there to take care of her.
Oh, boy. Goodness gracious. You made me
she
flash.
Helped me so much the other day. She was the one that helped me with my computer.
Yeah.
Are you having technical difficulties?
I am. And Michelle helped
rough.
Me so much on Friday, I believe. And I had no idea that she broke her ankle since then. So, Michelle, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I hope she gets better soon.
Boy, broken ankles don't heal overnight. Boy, that's going to be a
they
while.
They don't. They do not. That's not fun. Well, at least she's going to lay up, she's got Big Brother to watch. So that's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. We have a new person in the chat that I haven't seen before. Becky A. Williams, welcome to the Rad Reality Show, Manic
What's
Monday.
What's up, Becky? We love the newbies. We love popping cherries, and no pun intended, Cherry Garcia. Ow. I'll tell you what. But, you guys, I'm so excited for Big Brother. I'll let you guys know this. I don't think this is going to be anything like, you know, where I'm disclosing too much information, but I actually, for my season, I was... I left June 29th. I was one of the longest ones that was in sequester. And I recall media day, I think, or, you know, when you do the interviews, that's normally when they do the revealing, was like 4 or 5 days. So for them to be saying July 2nd,
wow.
I think that's like even sooner than it was when I was on the season. And I was just like,
yeah.
You know, a newbie.
I'm wondering if they're sequestering them much sooner just because of the sheer numbers of house guests, because, you know, there's going to be over 16 is what they're kind of hinting at. So maybe because there's so many, they're needing to do it earlier. I don't know.
I think they're just doing exactly what they're supposed to do, getting the hype up and ready, because, they're going to reveal something, but we don't know. Like, what do we know they're going to reveal? It's probably not going to be anything that's going to let us know what's going on. Maybe it's just going to give us a little bit like an appetizer, kind of like what Glass House is, an appetizer.
Hey, speaking of appetizers, anybody watch The Big Baboon House?
No.
That pause told me a lot. Well, interesting enough, I found out that one of the producers of that show was actually the executive producer of Big Brother from 2001 through 2003. He was co-executive producer of The Amazing Race from 2002 to 2003. His name is John Kroll.
Okay, so he's the one that's producing that show?
It was a little mini series nature type of documentary that just added a little bit of humor to it. There is a town called, you'll like this, Michelle, it's called Pringle Bay, South Africa.
Like Papa Pringle?
Like Papa Pringle, Pringle Bay, South Africa, and apparently the whole community has been overrun by baboons, so they set up a Big Brother house, and they filmed it for 3 hours. It will re-air this coming Saturday morning. It's on Nat Geo Wild is the channel, National Geographic Wild channel.
Oh,
and I saw
very interesting.
Well,
we have the chat room blowing up right now, huh? We have the chat room is blowing up. What's up, chat room? How's everyone doing over there? I love it. Do you guys see it blowing up, Cherry and Paul?
I wish I was in as the host.
Oh, what's happening? I'm not used to doing this.
Wait, Paul, you're the... Wait, what was your nickname again? Paul, come and fix me.
All right, what do I do, Cherry?
Why, what are you trying to do, Paul?
I apparently need to boot somebody?
Yes.
Why?
Click on the...
Well, anyway, right. While you guys are figuring that out.
Wait a minute, Michelle, so I click on kick, right?
Right.
What? I don't even know what's going on right now.
All right, I did the Slayer. What else?
That's good.
What is going on? Did I miss something?
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get back to the thing. So we don't know what's going on. We are going to hopefully find out July 2nd, but you guys know from now till then, we're going to be getting rumors upon rumors upon rumors. So let's get to what is probably the basically kind of like the seed of maybe a lot of this rumors happening and a lot of these earlier things going on is definitely has to be the glass house. And so what we want to do a little bit today is we want you guys to give us your opinion. If you want to call in, 347-237-5506, what are your thoughts on it? Do you think it compared to it? Do you like it? What are the things you like and you don't like about it? For me, I was watching it, and I was kind of like, it was a little weird. Definitely, I could see where it was coming from, where it wanted to be like Big Brother, but could not even compare to Big Brother. Absolutely not. And I'm sure everybody can say that. They could try, but even it couldn't come close to it. I found one of the most important things to me, I thought was the most interesting, was what I thought I was going to least like was America's Choices. But I kind of see where it's going with, you know, America being involved. I think that's going to be the one thing that's going to help them. Whether I agree with it 100%, no. But I think that's going to be one thing that helps them. I think America likes to pick stuff like that. But we also want to talk about the villain and then the guy that walked out. What's going on there? Well, Cherry, what's your thoughts on that?
I know. Can you believe that somebody, as soon as he got sent to limbo, just quit the show? Quit. Just said, I'm done. I'm with White Flag. I'm done. I'm too scared to see what happens. I'm done. I was just like, what? What? And, you know, before a day earlier, he was in there all pumped up talking about, you know, we're not going to lose this. We're not, you know, he was just all pumped up and talking, you know, big smack and, you know, and as soon as he got sent to limbo, he's like, I quit. You know,
the thing is, why would he quit? Like, it's not even like, you know, he doesn't know what America would choose. But at this point, and then at the end, they decided to let America know, America, Jacob has quit. But you still have a choice to keep Alex the villain, who totally just gave you some great entertainment for whatever the show was left with. So you can choose him or not. It's like, why would they even tell America? I think that they shouldn't even have said that. Don't you agree?
I agree. I'm hoping, my opinion, I really hope that people don't vote Alex back. I think he's just obnoxious. I love a villain to death. I think villains are awesome, but I think he's just obnoxious.
Well, he's trying to be like, you know, it just seems like it's like an act. I guess what we were talking about a few weeks ago, where a lot of these people are actors and actresses, you can be a crazy villain and play a good part, or you can be like, I'm going to be a villain, I'm going to do this, that. It, to me, it's like a little too made up. But I will be honest, I like a little kind of craziness like that, because I'll be honest, that show stinks, and he's just driving everybody nuts. And to be honest, I like stuff like that. I usually go, like, I enjoyed Colton when he was doing all those crazy stuff. I don't agree with the things that he did, but I'm a person that likes TV. And out there, everybody who's listening, you guys all know that you like to see a little drama. Even if you don't like him to be there, per se, you don't want him to win, you still want him there for a little bit until you're done with him. It's kind of like America Has a Choice. Like, all right, I'm going to keep him stringing along until I have enough, and then spit him out. But that's going to be the question. How long is it going to happen? Because I think for sure that he's going to stay in this week. Don't you think?
I would imagine so. I really do. I suspect that he's going to be brought back.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have anything else. What, even if America chose him to be voted off, don't you think that they would still keep him on? Like, who's to know what's going on? Right or wrong? Like,
that's
but,
one thing
I
don't like about, all, you know, even Big Brother, when they say that, you know, they're doing it by vote, we never see what the votes are.
Yeah. They never do show, like, a percentage or anything, except if you're watching What Happens Next, What Happens Live or whatever with Andy Cohen. He always shows the percentage. But in, like, American Idol and none of that stuff, you never see that. But, you know, it is what it is. It is a reality show, so some things are left to be unknown. And I'm interested to see how this week goes. There was a lot of people that kind of surprised me last week, and the one person I'd have to say that I thought I was going to be like, oh, my God, was definitely Robin. She was the one that surprised me the most. I thought that her video definitely wasn't who she really was, agreed or not. Sherry?
Yeah, I do agree. Her video did surprise me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys remember that? And you remember that I actually lost signal and I made you guys play it again? And you guys were like, no. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And then I heard it and I was like, oh, my God. You know? So,
yeah.
She definitely surprised me. I thought she was like kind of like the – she kind of reminded me a little bit of Rennie. Like – she was, like, kind of like the mom, you know, and just, she was just different in her video. But I really liked how a lot of people stepped it up. I mean, sticking up when Alex was just being a real jerk for no reason because America wants him to be a villain, which I would have said yes to. But do we have any calls, Cherry? I'm sure we have some calls. We want to hear what people have to say. All right, let's take some calls.
Let's get this one on the air. Miss Dina, how are you today? Thank you for calling on Manic Mondays.
Yeah, what's good?
Dina? I don't think this is Dina's number.
919.
Is this
919? Yeah, this is me.
What's your name and where you calling from?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm Opie.
Opie.
And I'm calling
Opie.
From Virginia. Opie.
You're calling from Kenya.
No,
you're calling
Virginia.
From Virginia?
And I wanted to ask, what is your opinion on using slaves? Because I myself have a large collection of them, and they just work so well, and they pick all my cotton, and I have no idea what to do.
I'm sorry, what was that? I totally miss it.
I use slaves to pick my cotton, and it may be outdated, but I it's very efficient. I make so much money off of these slaves. I only have to feed them chicken and watermelon, and they will pick all of my cotton.
Okay.
What? I didn't even hear what was going on. I was like, what?
I think that was a bogus call. was obviously not our beloved Dina.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even hear what they said, but it sounded something like slaves or something. Like,
yeah.
What was that all about? It's a little weird.
That was not our Dina, Paul. That was a 919 area code, but it was not Dina.
Well, I got an OP at a 702 area code also. I am trying to do...
I guess we are having technical difficulties.
I'm trying also to... she's off in the screening room. I'm trying to...
You go ahead, Paul, and I'm going to go screen this other OP call and find out what's up.
All right. I don't know what's going on right now, but there's a lot of craziness happening, I believe. So, gosh, I guess this is all the talk about Big Brother and all this stuff. We got people in their little skivvies all twisted. Right, Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, you gotta fix this. Aren't you the one that fixes everything?
I'm trying to keep up. I'm not. We're getting flooded with stuff here, so I'm trying to keep up with the chat room. And,
all right. Well, we just need to get with the callers if we have any, because
okay.
I'm sure there's some people that want to talk about the glass house and not other things. So let's try that.
We have Opie from Las Vegas. Let's see. He says he wants to talk about Big Brother. Let's see what he has to say. Opie,
awesome.
Thank you for calling Manic Mondays.
This is Opie.
What's up, Opie? How are you?
I'm doing good. Or you can just call me Jeremy Russell.
Okay. Well, guess what? I love Vegas. So you're calling from Vegas. What's your comment or question?
I was actually going to talk about My Little Pony.
What?
My Little Pony.
Did you just say My Little Pony?
Yeah. Can we talk about it?
Not really. What does My Little Pony have to do with...
I thought you had a call about...
Well, I just had a question
about Big Brother. Okay, I think we've got some live ones tonight.
Freaks come out on Monday. Freaks come out.
I'm
prank
calling
call
you.
On the show. I'm actually honored because not just one, but two prank calls in a row.
I'm telling
That's
you.
That's right, bitches. Let's do the disclaimer now because I feel like we're going to get more prank callers, and this is so exciting. So let's do a disclaimer, Cherry.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Did you hear that, bitches? We're not paying for your fucking batteries.
That's right. And you know what? For everybody out there, especially Emin Dreamer of Two, who's like, what the hell's going on? Grab your wine, grab your beer, grab whatever the hell, grab your genital area, I don't care, and just squeeze it, sip it, I don't know, and then let's get back to it.
Now, this call I know is not a prank call. Shytown Joe, thank you for your call.
You ran the disclaimer, right?
I did.
Yes, we
okay,
did, Joe.
Somebody,
so what do you have to say,
first
babe?
Of all, ladies, somebody has locked out Dina from the chat room. And she can't get back
mean?
Into the chat room.
What do you mean somebody locked her out?
I don't know.
Like, how would that... What?
Or dumped her out of the chat room because she just called me on the phone. And...
maybe it was My Little Pony.
Who knows? But all I can tell you is you got a bunch of motherfucking assholes in this chat room that don't know nothing about what we're talking about. The only glass house they know about is where maybe grandma grew her flowers. And if this is coming from Vegas, I know where it's coming from. So, you know, I just think this is wrong. And, you know, we swear we have a good time here, right? I don't want to be talking about the glass house. I'm waiting for, you know, Chi-Town mob wives. But I'm just, why do these people come and do this? You know, this is a respectable show. Well, to some extent. But still, it's a respectable show.
Tell them, Joe.
you know, if you got something bad to say and the way you're writing your names, it's racist. I'm not a dummy. You know? You guys are Juvaz. You know, like you said, Michelle, they should stay in their room with a little bottle of wine, maybe some Vaseline, and have a good time. But get out of our fucking chat room. And don't call up and insult this audience. If you don't know nothing about what we're talking about, come back another day when you're sober or you don't want to do anything. You know, like taco salad and Digger Nick. What am I, stupid?
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, Michelle.
Oh, you know what, Joe?
I love you to death. I love everybody to death. But I don't like that kind of stuff. You know?
I agree with you, Joe. I have no idea what's going on right now and where it's coming from. I mean, I'm looking at the chat room and I'm missing some things because it's going so fast. But can I just say something? First off, hello, Joe.
Hello.
And you know what? I haven't heard you like being feisty like that. It's pretty hot.
Well, you'll hear me later when Paul recorded my show by chance, and I was talking about you on Saturday.
wait, hold on. Paul has a recording about you talking about me?
Yeah, and you know, just, you know, pushing your show and, you know, and giving it a plug and talking about Portsmouth and, you know, and what
awesome.
Matt wants to do and that kind of stuff. It's funny. So.
Wow. Well, Paul,
yeah.
Do you have that clip? I'd love to hear it. Let's put a wrench in this freaking situation.
Yeah, he does have the clip.
Paul, are you there? Paul, come out of the corner.
Hold on. Okay.
See, I knew it. He was in the corner. Take yourself out of there.
Paul's going to tell her everything I said today on the radio about her. I knew it. I know he's gonna do it. But don't tell Costa anything. If you tell her half of the, if you know what would have been worse, and knowing you, Paul, you probably recorded it. She's gonna kick my ass. I tell ya.
Wait, what did you say?
I don't remember. He might. Or he might have more. He's going to try to
Paul, give it
me.
Up. Expose everything now.
I'm open at the right price.
Oh, so I got to pay for my Paul. I get it, Paul.
Or maybe, Joe, you can pay
I'm
me
not
to
a,
keep the
I'm not embarrassed at all.
All right, just spill it, Joe. Look, you know what? You're on Manic Mondays. People want to know what you said.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's better to come from your mouth than a recording. So just spill the beanos.
I think I was talking about,
Do you want me to play it?
Play it.
Oh, so you did keep the clip for me. All right, let's play it.
Okay, Michelle.
I knew it. Paul's always recording.
Yeah.
If you have the chance and you have the money and your health is okay... The last weekend in November folds into the first of December. We all go up to Portsmouth, and we raise money and that, and spend about 3-4 days in a very intimate setting for Toys for Tots with the Big Brother fan club. The first night, we're going to pick, it's kind of like a private affair. We're going to pick a couple as we get closer. We'll be putting out questions, and you know, you'll have to answer within a specific period of time. They'll be hard questions, and you have to be in the New England area to come that one night and meet all the people that are from Big Brother. Jen DiTerno, Adam is going to be there. Michelle Costa will absolutely be there. So will Cowboy Mike Ellis. He will be there. We know these people for sure. And Louie from The Amazing Race. It's a great party for that night. And we'll take care of your cocktails and all that up there. And if you're too drunk, we'll probably throw you in a room with Michelle Costa. If you're a guy, we'll throw you in with Michelle. And if you're drunk, lay back and just take it like a man. Paul's going to tell her everything I said today on the radio about her. I knew it. I know he's gonna do it. But it's a very intimate setting. So if you're a Big Brother fan, diehard, and you want to help raise kids, toys for kids. And we're in a parade, too. Hey, now. So, but I want to make sure you know this, that we're going to have some fun. And don't forget, July 30th, it is Listen to Your Internet Radio Station New Day. So you have to be naked and listen to us at the same time. And we're going to try to Skype everybody. But we'll be having Skype, too, so you could see us. So
well,
that'll
shoot,
be a lot of fun.
I didn't know that.
Well, don't tell Costa anything. If you tell her half of the... You know what would have been worse? And knowing you, Paul, you probably recorded it.
Well, I didn't realize New Day was one day.
Oh, yeah. Anybody. You could bring Lane. You could bring them all there. The person you want not to get mad at you is Michelle Costa. Oh, boy, I tell you. And it can be crazy.
I don't think
I'm
going
to even laugh.
Oh, boy. We'll be naked listening to your internet radio station Naked Day on the 30th of July.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do that. That's on my station.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I thought Naked Day was every day, so I've been.
Well, we don't want to put Maddie out there naked every day because that would be very sad.
Well, I'm just saying that I've been putting myself out there all the time, making sure that I follow the rules. So I didn't realize it was just one day thing. I kind of been prepping for it for the entire year. But, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with what you said.
Well, I was just, you know, being nice. But I thought it was just, he thought, you know, I always talk really highly of you. And that was probably the first time I got kind of blue, you know.
Why did you blow? Why did the top blow off? What happened?
I was blue because Phil was on. If you hear in the background that bump bump, Phil's writing and Paul's writing, and they're laughing their asses off. And he kept on going, hey, now, you know, because Phil listens to me all the time. You got Face in the room. Everybody's in that room, you know. We had people from China listening to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I had no problems with that.
No.
Hey, you know what? If you're being talked about, you're doing something right. So,
well, I mean, you know.
Or you're just doing something wrong.
I mean, Michelle, you weren't there that Thursday, but it was so much fun. And we're going to hope that you can come on that Thursday because I think you would be perfect for karaoke.
I would love to come on that Thursday, so let's see if we can plan
bring
that.
Mama Costa. You know what? I can't get back to my computer. Isn't this lovely? I forgot my password.
Oh, goodness. You know, that's all right, though. But you know what? While we have you on, let's just do a kind of a different segue, and let's switch things up a little bit because I know you want to talk about it. I know there's people out there who want to listen. We can go back to taking calls about Glass House a little later.
Yeah,
it's
a bad thing.
Let's talk about Chicago Mob Wives, or what I like to call Cougar Mob Wives.
We've got somebody else on the switchboard that I know wants to join in on this conversation, so I'm going to bring them up as well. Miss Dina.
Well, hi there. I was wondering if we could talk about strawberry shortcake as well.
Oh, my gosh. Girl, let me tell you something.
I mean,
I'm glad to hear that it's you, Miss Dina. What the heck is happening? A lot of 420, a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs going on out there, I think.
It's not coming from this direction, young lady. I don't know where these people are coming from, but they're obviously not sharing, so we're not on their same level. Hey, good evening.
Good evening, darling. So what are your thoughts on this past, you know, Mob Wives, which I kind of, you know, I was on Pia's side. I'm like, what, Pia can't be friends with somebody for 15 years? She has to be accused of not only that.
Yeah, no,
but then, and then the boyfriend, I don't remember his name, so she's accusing him too. So it's like, okay, if you have a problem with Pia, you know, you're not trusting your boyfriend. And to me, I was just kind of like, it's with Renee, right?
Right.
I was kind of a little disappointed in Renee. I don't feel like
she had any reasoning behind her actions.
What was that, Paul? Oh, there you are, Paul, interrupting again. Yes, I love it.
No, but you forget we need to play the theme song before we start talking.
I know, silly. Play
all
the theme song, yay!
Oh, here we go.
I'm trying to figure out what's on my computer.
Go ahead, Dina.
Okay.
We lost.
Well,
Looks like we've lost our host. This has been one of those days. Well, her cell phone may have died. She will call back in, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
we do have Miss Amy, Miss BB Boston, online with us as well. So I want to bring her up. And we have Michelle back with us. So.
Why is it every time they play a video or they play a theme song, you get kicked off?
I don't know why that is.
So weird. Like, I don't know. My phone just completely went out. I missed the theme song. Can we play it again? And I know we have Miss Amy on, but do you guys mind? I love that song.
Hey, well, Michelle, have you heard the new theme song from BB Australia yet?
I have not. Is it good?
It is excellent. Paul will back me up on that one, I think.
Wait, would you say that Paul would have a recording on it? Because he has a recording on everything.
I hope he does. Otherwise, I'll send it
to him.
Thanks
a lot. Thanks a lot for putting me on the spot. No, I don't.
Isn't it great, though? It's really good.
You know, Paul, you really disappointed me.
Well, I do have, and this is out of order because we're about ready to talk Mob-wise, but Jill, you brought up Big Brother, so you already turned tail, but I do have a clip of the intro to the Big Baboon House.
Oh, okay, great.
No baboons were harmed filming this program. We are all volunteers.
All characters are fictional.
And any resemblance to baboons or persons living or dead
is entirely coincidental.
You may have seen a house like this before. One where the walls have eyes and every groan, grunt, and whisper is recorded. Where the inhabitants compete daily for food, power, and passion. But the house guests who live here are not your typical reality show drama queens. Welcome to Big Baboon House. You've seen shows with outrageous, over-the-top characters who act like animals. But in this house, they really are animals. Baboons have taken over this high-tech suburban home. What will happen when these precocious primates suddenly find themselves living as humans? Will one take charge and become top banana? Or will the power be up for grabs? Who will discover the house's many secrets and be rewarded with a feast fit for a king, Kong? And will living in this lap of luxury fan the flames of romance? Get ready to leap into a world where a bunch of bananas is more coveted than a $1 million prize. Welcome to Big Baboon House.
And let me tell you, their moment of passion lasts just a little over 6 seconds long.
You know, I actually did hear about this. Now that you play the clip, I heard about it. Isn't it like a bunch of monkeys or something in a house?
Baboons, yeah.
Hold on. Give me a chance. People in the chat room are asking. It airs on the National Geographic channel called Wild, Nat Geo Wild. They have a separate from their normal channel called National Geographic Wild. And like I told you at the start, they have problem in a South African town called Pringle Bay where the baboons are attacking people. They get into people's homes. They're not afraid of anybody, so they set up this Big Brother-like house and filmed them, and then they added voices, and it's just hilarious. In fact, they even had a competition, almost like the Amazing Race's detour, where you choose two items, leap or topple, you know, and they have to – it's a three-hour little mini-series. It lasted only three episodes. They aired the other night, and they are re-airing this coming Saturday morning, like 7 a.m. Eastern time is the next time I see it airing.
Wow.
I saw it.
I'm
going
to have to check that out.
I thought it was pretty funny, especially with the voiceovers.
Yeah.
It sounds
hilarious. I definitely want to watch
how
it. Like,
it is definitely
a bunch of baboons sometimes in some of these reality shows.
They named them baboons, and one of them had, for whatever reason, had lost most of his left arm, and they nicknamed him Lefty. And in the bio, they popped up a little bio text, and it says, has trouble juggling.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, and they have like a head of household room. And
yeah, they watch TV.
Really? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to check that out.
And instead of the HOH competition, they have a top banana, and it's basically the alpha male, and the alpha male that wins gets the top banana room with a real nice bed and a flat screen TV to watch and all. Just
they sound like they're living the life. So good.
Yeah, they have
baboons.
A bigger bathroom than you have, Michelle, in the Big Brother house.
How dare they?
Yes, and they had toilet paper. Not that they used it.
Yeah, I don't think so. But speaking of baboons, let's talk about Chicago Mob Wives. What a good segue, don't you think, Amy?
Yeah,
like that.
Go right
Amy,
ahead.
Amy, what do you think about the Cougar Mob Wives? I mean, the Chicago Mob Wives.
You know, the question I have is, do they know each other? It seems like they were put together for this show, and they don't know each other, some of them.
Agreed.
I don't know.
You know, I was a little confused with Leah and Pia. It seemed like Leah kind of was, like, talking junk about her the last episode about, yeah, get her a stripper pole, and then come to find out she's known her for, like, 15 years.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I thought that was a little strange. But, yeah, it does seem like they don't know each – there's some of them that know each other, and then there's others that don't know each other at all.
At all, yeah.
But, you know, like, oh, I was talking about earlier with the whole Pia and Renee situation.
Oh, you know,
I thought that, you know, Renee was just being jealous and being catty and was just out of line. And I think that, no, they didn't walk away because they were doing anything wrong. I think they were walking away because at the point where she was coming at them, they would have probably punched her in the face. And for being accused of something like that, you know, and not actually doing it, I think it's right for them to walk away. What do you guys think about the fact that the boyfriend and Pia walked out?
I think that was actually marvelous.
I think so, too. Amy, what is your thought?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know where she's coming from, but she has this mindset of
right. I think that, you know, she has a right to earn her living, although it's not what maybe some other people would want to do in their lives. That's them.
Exactly.
We all, you know, I think she has to provide, and she's trying to do her well. I think that she, you know, the only thing that I agreed with Renee at this one point was that she should not have come into the business using the swear words. Although it is just a daily language in their dialect, and I get that, but it was a place of business, and she totally went off and went off the deep end. And I'm glad that, you know, both the boyfriend and her walked away because she was totally in the wrong on this.
Yeah, when she told her boyfriend she was going to throw him through the window.
Yeah, you know, like if someone's going to tell you that, you either stay there and there's going to be something that's going to happen bad. Like what happened up in the rooftop or whatever they were at.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing about that is, you know, Pia, yeah, okay, she's a stripper. Who cares if she's a stripper? You know, Renee's on there because either her family or somebody she was married to was involved with the mob. And those people steal, kill, cheat, stab, whatever possible, and usually are the ones that go to these strip places and give money. So how are she to throw, which is weird, stones through a glass house? But you know what I mean? Like, who is she to say anything being part of a life that's been involved with crime? I mean, who cares? She's showing her body. Just because she's a stripper doesn't mean that she does anything. And if she does anything, that's her business. That doesn't affect her at all. And these people try to find other things in people's lives to make them feel better about theirs. I think that's really what it comes down to.
True.
They're not happy with their own lives, and they try to sit there and point out other things in other people's lives that are really not of relevance to them. And
I really like
that's
how
my
the boyfriend called her. Don't you like how the boyfriend called her back out and said, "Look who you've dated in the past. You've got to be kidding me."
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
and you're absolutely right in the fact that he said, "I would have left you," or many guys would have left you a long time ago. I'm sure she's got it. She seems like a very difficult person to deal with.
I couldn't believe that she actually accused them both, and they both denied it, and she didn't believe either one of their stories. You know, he said, you know, I didn't have anything to do with her. I've known her for 15 or 20 years and had nothing to do with her sexually, and she didn't believe
him. I don't believe
him.
You, Cherry.
He said, you know, she talked to Pia, and Pia said, you know, he was just one of the kids in the neighborhood. I dated his friend. She didn't believe Pia. And, you know, when she sat down and had the dinner with him, she looked like she was ready to have him for dinner. I mean, and I don't know, it was like she was ready to just throw her whole relationship away over something that she had in her head that she decided it was true, and so it was going to be. And it was like it didn't matter whether it was or not. She decided it was true.
Okay, but even if it was
snobby,
true. Even if it was true, though, right, Chari? Like,
right.
Who cares? It was 15 years ago. Like, it wasn't even relevant to what's happening right now. And the past is the past. Saying that neither if she did or didn't, who cares? Like, how are you supposed to go back and say to somebody, oh, you were this person 15 years ago, how dare you?
Right.
Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I think she has a lot of issues right now with, you know, the first thing that her commentary was is, you know, we live together, we have a business together, we work together, we go do business deals together. You know, it sounds to me that their relationship right off the bat doesn't seem to be working out right now. And she's trying to point fingers outside where she didn't even know it was coming from, you know, like, and the swearing thing, yeah, we all swear. We swear. We don't want to swear in people's business, but we don't even know if there was people in the actual store at that time. So,
yeah,
you know, it didn't seem like it. I couldn't tell. But, like, that really wasn't the point of it all. The point wasn't that she swore. The point
and
is
it
that
wasn't
she
like she said it out so loud that the whole store could have heard her. She was talking in a very low voice to where I don't think it, you know, would have been heard throughout the store. She was talking in a voice that would have just been heard right there at the counter.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think she was just pissed off right at the get-go to see her walk in, was looking
right
for anything to complain about.
Right.
Exactly.
The show started out with Christina and Leah at the diner having coffee and talking about Christina's meeting with Pia. And Leah says, you know what they call a Bia? An ajude agile.
Yeah.
And whatever that means, I'm not sure, but I don't think it's
it
good.
It doesn't sound good. Yeah,
it doesn't sound good.
I wouldn't tell you what it really means, but it isn't good
at
all.
It's like saying a strash. Around here we call them a strash, you know?
And
Leah
says
she's a strash.
She doesn't want to hear about Nora. She said she'd wipe her ass with her, and she should have stayed in Florida collecting seashells. She said she does like to stir the pot, and she must think she's making some German gravy or something. Does she think she's the cat's meow? Because I'll show her how a pit bull barks. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then went on to Pia and Nora meeting outside some buildings downtown, and they talked about how Pia shouldn't have had to deal with the BS from Christina and Leah, but she's hoping that Renee will accept her, and how she planned on going to see Pia at her business, and she was going to take her daughter down there. And then they show Pia going into the business, and that's where Dave actually stood up and saw Pia and said, oh, hi there, you know, and then Renee noticed that they knew each other. Renee's business is called Eye Candy Optics.
I know where it is.
Really?
Yeah. I know the neighborhood, so now I know where to meet her.
There you go. Joe's mm-hmm. going to be there tomorrow.
So
no. Renee, be ready. But I just thought that, by the way, Cherry, fantastic little synopsis there, just detailed. You know, if anybody told me they were going to throw me through a freaking glass door or whatever the hell, I honestly don't know what I would do.
I wouldn't want to be around you.
So what about the sit-down? The sit-down.
Which one? Okay.
Yeah.
When she slipped, when our baby girl, Leah, slipped back her hair and her makeup that night, I was like, somebody's going down. Somebody's going down.
Well, she was smart. That way nobody could grab on her hair, right?
Yeah, which I, you know, that's what my hair looks like. So I was like, yeah, people go right for it. I loved it actually when Leah met Renee for the first time, and
mm-hmm.
Renee was like, oh, my God, is that your hair? She's like, no, it's a wig. Let me pull it off. And she went to go pull it off, and it was right there. But
Leo came, wasn't the hair that was the interesting thing for me. It was the makeup. I mean, she was coming ready. She was like, if I'm going to get a black eye, I'm going to already have my eyes black.
The hell? Right? Hello?
Yeah, and then the other thing was she wants to pull her hair back, and I would go right for those earrings if I was going to go into any battle with Leah. Those earrings were the size of people's heads, and she had them attached to her ears.
Yeah, but she also said those would be the first thing that would come off of her body. She said, these earrings will go down, and somebody's face will go down as well. So she was well aware. She said, my hair is slicked back, my earrings will go, and then it will go. I just thought it was very interesting. The whole show was, you know, at first was about Renee having these issues with both Pia and with her boyfriend, and then they flip the show around, and then they want to have this sit down. And, you know, I thought, you know, I think I just jumped the gun because I want to back it up when the first
back
sit
it up,
down,
girl.
When that first sit down with Nora, with her father and Renee came in, and just, you know, she came in and did her thing and left. But, you know, it was, you know, Renee was sitting there calling out Nora for Nora's friend wearing her shirt that she had just on a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? That whole thing was weird.
It was bizarre is what it was. And, you know, and then, you know, it was just crazy.
And I could tell you here in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Here in Chicago.
How is it you got in? I've been trying, Joe.
Okay, I'll shut up.
All right, go ahead, Paul. Let's let Paul say something.
Yes.
I just wanted to say I still find the show a little disjointed. It's hard. It's hard to really follow anything. Completely. It just still doesn't seem to flow like the original Mobwise does. But one thing that I find hilarious is their butchering of sayings. And you talked about that memorial little dinner or brunch that they had.
Oh, yeah.
And Nora goes and says, may you rest in peace when I let you.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
And then the other one was Leah, when she was planning on having this gathering, this other sit-down, she says, I just hope they can rekindle their conflicts.
Leah's going to be the best.
It's called Chicagoism.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
That's Chicagoism.
Like Ron.
Yes, exactly.
You know? But you know what? I just want to say one thing. With the thing with Nora and Leah and how that fight started, because years ago, here in Chicago, in the Italian neighborhoods, they have one or two, and they have street festivals. They're small, like on where I could maybe say it's kind of like the one in New York, in Manhattan. It's a small street, but they have bands play, and the women want to dance if the guys aren't going to dance, right? And Leah went up to what's her name, Nora? And ask her to dance, and she wouldn't dance because she didn't know her. And that's unheard of in this city, you know. Women just dance with each other, you know.
Yeah, she acted a little weird when she was like, she asked me to dance, and like, she's a woman, and like, ugh.
Well,
I don't know.
I kind of
agree with you, Paul. Like, they're kind of all over the place. You really don't know what the hell's going on. I don't think they know what the hell's going on. When it showed it, you know, it seemed like, you know, Leah didn't even know Pia. I was really surprised that Pia and Leah knew each other for that long. So that
yeah,
was a little shock.
Yeah, those little tidbits really help you understand things, and it also confuses it for me as well a little bit, but... No, I'm giving it a chance. It's just I keep waiting for it to feel like it's not. I mean, we've got Pia versus Renee and the boyfriend thing, which kind of seems to me like Drita and Karen with Lee, you know. So we keep getting a little these tidbits, and it's just I'm waiting for it to just have its own life and not, you know,
Yeah. The one thing I want to talk about is, I think you touched a little bit about it, was the whole Nora having her father's remembrance birthday.
Memorial luncheon.
And, yeah. And then Renee coming in late, which I thought absolutely was disgusting. I mean, be late, like she said, be late for your nail appointment. And then she talked about the shirt, and then she ends up leaving.
She was the last one to arrive. She was the first one to leave, and Nora was upset about it.
Yeah, she's a fake bitch. I'm sorry, I'm throwing it out there. We already did the disclaimer. But, like, I can't believe Pia walking up in my business, and then she walks in. Hey, girl, look at your beautiful daughter. It's like, what? You know, and then she's sitting there like, I'm here in this memorial dinner, and, like, all I can sit there and think about is why this girl has, like, a shirt on that I gave this one. Like, what the hell? Like, if you're not the fakest person on there, you're calling everybody out to be fake. You're the fake person. Number one by far. Period.
I think where she gets off, and you're absolutely right, that first impressions of Renee was at the very first part of the season was, my uncle gave me everything. There was nothing I ever needed or wanted that I did not have, and that's her problem. And she's very spoiled. She's very in tuned. And, you know, I think, too, whoever her ex-husband is going with this child custody case with her smallest child, you know, it's all out on TV, all of this. And I say, you know, you're going to put it out there for an open book. It is. But I do find that Leah and Drita, their sayings are a lot alike, just different dialect.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so hilarious how, and Paul is absolutely right, they're, you know, the storylines. I'm waiting for one of the Chicago wives to scream about some fucking crumbs on the countertop or seeing Jesus in the marble top. That's what I'm waiting
for. Yep, that's right. Yep.
And next week, it looks like from the previews, it looks like little Renee is getting ready to go bad on somebody, and some fists are going to be flying. So, well, listen, I'm not able to see in the chat room, but I'm hoping that Bronxy, her poor thing, did something to her leg. So I'm hoping a speedy recovery for her.
Me too.
Aww.
I just want to give a shout out to Bronxy. I know she's
Dina, I was going to call you afterwards and find out details. I just want you to know that at no time did I click on your chat name. And I don't know what happened.
We've been having a crazy technical difficulty manic Monday day.
I see how you're going to do people on the cell.
We do apologize for bringing you up and then speaking of other weird things, but it's been an interesting show as usual, but isn't it always an interesting show? Isn't that why you guys come
absolutely
in and listen?
Absolutely, that's right.
You
and
know?
Before everyone leaves, I want to make sure, and I announce, John Cracker has made something very awesome available to the show tonight.
Ooh.
That is our special surprise.
I love surprises.
Yes. We are going to be giving away a very special prize today on the show. John Cracker has given us a autographed Big Brother. Well, it's mostly Big Brother, but it is autographed by everyone that went to the Vegas Bash on 2010. So there's Survivors, there's Amazing Race, there's Big Brother. Tons of autographs on this shirt. And he is giving it to us to give away on the show today.
Really? Okay, so how are we going to do the giveaway? Are we going to do something?
I think what we'll do is we'll have everybody hang up.
I don't even,
and take,
I don't even
like,
care
a fifth caller.
If we can. No, Cherry, why don't we do like Michelle, our segment that we used to do.
What would Michelle say?
No, that was Ron. The one with where if it was true or not, you know, I would say stuff about me and have two people go against each other.
Right, I won that one.
Yeah, and then let's see if they get it right. I think, but I'm just going to do this all stuff off the top of my head, but let's do something like that. Let's make it interesting.
That is one way, or we could also just, I don't know, we got a lot of people on the phone right now, but there's also chatters that don't call in.
Well, let's do this.
We want to make it available to everyone, so.
Yeah, let's try to figure this out.
Which we talked ahead of time about this.
Well, hello, that's why it's called the surprise ball. Hello, surprise, duh. I didn't know about this. This is new to me. So, let's just wing it. We can do something real quick. It's going to take a few minutes, and then we can close the show out. So, we can pick, like, two callers, if you guys can somehow erase all the switchboard, and then the first two people that get through. Can we do that?
Can I say goodnight first?
Absolutely.
Absolutely not, Dina. No kidding.
Hey, girl, you bring your fine self right on down here and say that, okay?
I will be happy to. I would love every moment of that, Miss Dina.
You come on down. We'll make room for you. Trust me.
Oh.
Anyway, everybody, I hope everybody has a wonderful week, and be kind to one another, and much love to everyone, and we'll see y'all on the flip side.
We love you, Dina.
All right, y'all have a great week.
Bye, Dina. Get ready to dial back in, babe.
Okay.
Yeah, get ready to dial back in. All right, so can we do that? Let's do that. Joe from...
I
got
to get
off
the phone because I have to fix my computer because Adam's calling me. So...
Okay.
All righty.
I forgot my password.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Take
all right,
care,
talk
babe.
To you later. Bye,
right,
girls.
Let's do it. Bye. Love
bye,
you,
Paul.
Joe.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right,
okay.
So let's do this quick.
Amy?
Yes.
We're going to let you
Miss
go.
Amy. Yeah,
Amy.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Can call back in and try to win this shirt in just a moment.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
Thanks,
yep.
Amy.
Thanks.
All right, let's give it a couple minutes.
Okay, we've got to clear one more call. Area code 507, we're clearing the switchboard, so you can call back in just a moment if you want to win the shirt, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, let's do this. So, ready, set, go. You guys figure out how you're going to pick them, but call in right now if you guys want to win that fantastic T-shirt. The number is 347-237-5506, press 1. Again, 347-237-5506, press 1. You can win yourself an autographed T-shirt. Nothing better than having that memories and sharing it with people that you love and talking about it. So let's do this. I know we got some crazy calls coming. Ow! I got some questions I got to think about. Oh, shit. Paul and Cherry, you guys are going to do the picking.
They're calling. We got.
All right, Paul, you choose.
People already with their hands raised.
All right, you choose what you know. If you want to do all three, I don't even care. I'm going to have to figure out what to do, but we'll just make it happen. We're going to do the best out of three questions, and if there's a tiebreaker, then we are going to go into penalties. We're going to make it like the Euro Cup. Go, Portugal.
Okay, Paul, do you want to pick the two that called in first?
Well, the two that called in first show up as, I believe it's probably Brandon and Minnesota Dreamer.
All right, let's do it.
I'll pick them up. Hey, Brandon.
Pick up.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Brandon, always a life
hey,
in
Barb.
The chat room. Love
hi.
It.
Hey.
What's going
okay,
on?
So
I'm going to tell you all doing.
Brandon and Minnesota Dreamer, also known as Barb.
Yeah. Okay, let's get this started. So we're going to call Minnesota and we're going to call it Brandon, okay? So who called in first, Paul?
Brandon did.
Okay, Brandon, you're going to go first. Now, you guys, what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you guys a statement. You're going to say true or false. Do you understand, Brandon, and do you understand Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Brandon, you're going to go first, okay? All right.
All right.
First statement is, I am an Aquarius.
I'm going to go with false.
Okay. And Miss Minnesota?
Well, since he went with false, I'll go with true just to make it good competition.
Ooh,
there.
I like that. I like that, Minnesota. I like your style. Well, you guys know that I was born December 29th, which is right around the cusp area of Aquarius and Capricorn. So the true statement is, Minnesota, you are wrong. I'm sorry. I am a Capricorn. So, Brandon, you're right. Minnesota, you're wrong. Are you guys
good
ready
job,
for
Brandon.
The question? Yeah. Okay. Are you guys ready for question number two?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Question number two is, my first language was actually Portuguese. Brandon, you go first.
I'm going to go false.
False. And Minnesota, what's your answer?
Then I'll go true.
All right. Well, Brandon, you know what? My first language was actually English. You are correct.
Good job, Brandon.
Two to zero. So you know what? It was going to be a three question. So I'm sorry, Minnesota, but Brandon,
that's
you
fine.
Won the T-shirt. Minnesota, you know what, though? I like your style because you could have done this. We could have been here all night, but you went for it. So props on that, and thank you for calling in. But, Brandon, you won. Yay!
Good job, Brandon.
Thank you.
Brandon,
awesome.
You need to
send me
your address, and I will get it to John Cracker, and he will mail you the T-shirt immediately.
All righty. Thank you.
Awesome,
okay.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for calling in and being part of our game. That was a surprise to all of us, wasn't it? Awesome. And I just want to actually ask Brandon and Miss Minnesota to stay on real quick because I just want to ask you guys a couple questions. Is there anything that you want to say, Brandon, about things we've talked about today, anything about what your favorite show is, or just any comments in general before we let you go?
I'd like to make a statement about Glass House. We were talking to Alex earlier. My opinion on him is y'all were kind of comparing him to Colton. Well, and my opinion on Alex is, and Colton is, Colton controlled the game, and he actually was controlling votes and controlling everything. The only thing Alex is controlling is his own fate, which would be right out the door, because he has nobody on his side, whereas Colton had almost everybody on his side. Alex has absolutely nobody. All he's doing is picking people off. It really don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, Brandon, like, Mr. Alex has America that's going to choose everything, where Colton has it. So it's kind of one of those things like, okay, you have a few people in the house, or you have a few people on this island you can piss off that are going to put you off, or you can have many Americans, so you never know which way it's going to go, right, Brandon? Isn't that, like, kind of the excitement about it? See what America can deal with?
Yeah, but then doesn't the house also always put one person up? Mm-hmm. Like in the last episode?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They have the choice of that. You're absolutely right. But it also goes by team losing.
Right. It has. They can only put up, the house guests can only vote the additional person if they were on the losing team, so he would have to show up. I'm guessing that anytime, if he does return, which he probably will, anytime that he's on the losing team, they're all going to vote for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much, Brandon. We appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, and we really do appreciate you being there every week and sticking by Manic Monday, so thank you very much. And
thank you, Brandon.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Michelle, we have one other caller that wants to say hi to you real quick before you go.
Okay.
And this is Dan, or also known as Big John, from Las Vegas. I think you would know him.
Hi,
Dan.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Oh, my Dan, I love you. How are you doing, babe?
I'm hanging in here. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the September Vegas, My Little Pony, me and you.
Wait a minute. Did you call in a little while ago and disguise your voice?
No, definitely wasn't me. No, I don't want Chi-Town Joe yelling at me. No way.
That's
Dan,
right.
I think, Dan, I just think the timing was not the greatest because we were getting inundated with all sorts of nasty, and your humor came through clearly to me, but to some others they were questioning it. But thank you for clarifying that for the other listeners. I got it.
I understood
it.
I understood it. Dan, how is everything going with you? We just want to know, how is Dan doing?
Yes.
I'm hanging in there. No major complaints. I'm trying to stay out of the hospital. I'm doing okay.
Good, good. And you've been watching all the different reality shows. You've got yourself caught up, and have you got yourself an opinion on anything?
Well, I don't really. I tried watching that Glass House. I really don't care for it, tell you the truth. I don't know
why.
Well,
there you go.
There's something about it. I just didn't care for it.
You know, that was opinion of a lot of people, and, you know, I think that, like I said, it's an appetizer. Sometimes you don't care for the appetizer. You care about what's the main meal, the entree.
Exactly. And the dessert.
And the dessert. You know me. I like the glass on the side, personally, but, you know, it speaks for words as, like I said, it's just a little nibble of what's to come. It keeps people, you know, going. And I think it's, like I said, the entire marketing and the whole thing with the, it's like Big Brother and all this stuff that made the hype a lot bigger than what it should have been. So.
Well, you noticed the way they were hyping it before last week, and they had the premiere, and then all of a sudden you don't see any type of marketing for it. I haven't really seen many commercials or anything. And it was supposedly such a big thing on last Monday. I don't think so.
Well, we'll see tonight. I actually asked Cherry beforehand if she knew about any ratings. And, you know, we really didn't hear much about it. So I think that if you don't hear much about it, that means probably the ratings aren't there. So
I have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, so we will see how, you know, it all pans out. But I'll be honest, it's something to do along with, you know, Monday night. There's usually nothing much on. That's why Manic Mondays is always hopping. We always have the Bachelorette
stuff.
No, it's
hopping because of you, Michelle. That's awful.
Oh, My Little Pony. I love it. thank you, my Dan. You know what's going to happen when I see you, right? Oh, boy. It's going to be on.
I'm not going this year, Michelle, so you're going to have to give him a big kiss for me, too.
Oh, boy. Well, he better get ready, so he knows.
Okay.
He knows what he's in store for.
You and I, no cameras, no, you know, what stays in
the
Vegas.
Excuse me. Yes. That's the key word.
Mm-hmm. Bring your leotards.
As usual.
You know, he's got a leotard there, too. He's got Ron, so you guys can just have a leotard good time.
I know.
I really don't know if I want to put that on.
I would personally like to see you in it, but, you know, that's your decision to make. But
I did wash it, though. I painstakingly, I don't think I breathed the entire time I wore it. I was so worried about what I was gonna, if I was gonna ruin it or not. All the autographs that were on it, I took it to the cleaners and they weren't gonna guarantee me anything, and I didn't know what to do with it, but it needed to be washed, and so I washed that thing myself, and I was so afraid I was gonna ruin that unitard of Ron's. And you talk about being fearful. My heart was pounding the entire time I was trying to take care of that thing. And I was, you know, I had to have it for Vegas for doing the tribute out there. And I wanted to present it to Dan, but I didn't want it in the shape it was in.
I
had to wash it, and I was so afraid. Oh, my gosh. I was on the Internet trying to search how to wash things with autographs on them. I called people and got advice. I was just like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? And I was so worried about that darn unitard, and I finally broke down and said, I just got to do this myself. And I washed that thing, and it came out good. I had to say, it came out, all the autographs stayed, and it made it through. But it is clean.
Well, Cherry, I love that you washed it. And and we just had a Cherry-ism.
Oh,
and
my God.
I love the word washed.
Yeah, she washed it. Mm-hmm.
She washed it. And you know what? She did a great job, so
just
so you know what?
Just so you know, Michelle, I will not have Vegas boxers on underneath it, though.
Well, you know what? I feel like you're not going to have anything on, so let's just get real.
Ooh.
Remember our earlier conversation with Joe about it being naked July or June 30th day or whatever? So, Mr. Dan, he's always, not wearing any boxers.
Works for me.
Did I spill the beans? Ooh.
I won't tell.
Well,
Dan,
thank you so much. As usual.
Of course.
Picture take up. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Dan. We're going to be finishing up our show. Do you have any last words that you want to leave with us?
No. I just wanted to say hi.
All right, my little pony.
I had to get the little pony joke in, you know. You know me.
Yes. Well, we had an interesting night, and I'm glad we can sit here and laugh about it. And, you know, my little pony rides to the sunset, so.
I will see you in Vegas in September then.
All right, love. I will see you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Take care, Dan. Bye-bye.
All right, well, let's finish up the show. We had such an interesting, as usual, as I always say, epic Manic Mondays. We went from 40-something to 20-something. We kicked, we booted. We got interesting calls. My Little Pony got involved. And you know what? I love My Little Pony. But the timing is always one thing. My Little Pony's timing was a little off. But Dan's My Little Pony timing was spot on. So we're just going to let you guys all just go for tonight. And we will see you guys next Monday, where hopefully we will have some stuff that we could talk about where we're talking about Big Brother. And as usual, Paul and Cherry, you guys do wonderful work. Thank you guys for your efforts all the time and dealing with situations that just arise without knowledge, which we call surprises, and we had a few of those tonight. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be watching Bachelorette tonight. We're going to be watching, if you're watching it, Glass House. We're going to be watching a few
House
other things.
House Kitchen,
Master Chef.
It's a big Monday.
Did anybody watch The Great Escape?
I did.
Wasn't that good?
I loved it more than I thought I was going to.
Me too.
Oh, I didn't.
You can still catch it, though.
So I'm going to have to watch The Great Escape. Okay, so everybody make a list. Great Escape and Bamboons in the Big Brother house. Yay!
And we've got the premiere of Big Ange on July 8th coming up.
Yep, that should be super duper exciting.
And we've got Real World starting up here in a couple of days too, right?
Absolutely.
We do. Wow. We have a lot of things going on. So.
3 days.
The DVR is going to be trucking.
Yep, it's going to be a busy, busy time. The 27th is Real World.
This week, looking at the talk, they have guest hosts that are from local media, and actually on Wednesday is one of our anchors here, our news anchors, Amelia Santinello, is going to co-host on the talk. And then on Friday is out from L.A. is Paul Majors, who is a news anchor out in L.A., but he was in Minneapolis for years and years and years. And also on that show Friday is Harvey Weinstein, who is one of the producers of Chicago Mob Wives.
Ooh, good info right there, Paul. Look at you with your Minnesota connections. I love it. So, all right, and let's...
thank you, Michelle.
End our show. Thank you,
Paul. Thank you so much, Michelle. As always, it's been such a fun Manic Monday. We never know what's going to happen, but we know it's always going to be fun.
That's right, Miss Cherry. And you know what? I love popping your cherry every week. And I just want to see what Mr. Paul wants to say before we go off and let people continue on.
I have nothing more to say except this show has left me in a different, I don't know. I'm okay. We got to get Cherry back in the chat room, though. I need her help.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We want to remind everyone that we will be back on Thursday at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central, with a reality roundtable show where we talk about all kinds of reality shows. Paul's going to be upset because I've started watching a new one again. I started watching Cajun Justice, which is really bizarre because those people live a whole different life than we do. It's a wild show. And I don't know if he's watched it yet, but it's wild. It's different. I knew he hates it when I watch a new show.
I just need to keep up. I'm like, I take notes every week. I'm like, okay, baboons and all
justice.
This other stuff.
Yeah. It's on A&E, and I think it kind of took over when a few of the other shows dropped off. And it's only half-hour shows, but they usually run two together. And it's something else. Those people live a whole different style of life than
we
do. They're in the southern tip of Louisiana, and they're in the swampland down there. And their life is just so different than what we know of life. And
speaking of different, hopefully we'll have a segment on Thursday about Redneck Vacation because we haven't really talked much, and it's still a great show.
Right.
Okay,
we will
there
talk
you go.
About Redneck
right
Vacation
on my list.
And Redneck
hey, Pat,
Island.
You still got me online here?
Yes.
Yes,
hey,
Dan.
Hey, I just, there's one of our fans out there, Mike Tay, with him and his mom going through a lot of things. Just want to say my thoughts and prayers are out with them, and y'all
yes.
that know what I'm talking about, you know.
Yes,
I know
Keating.
Mike sure use the prayers and the thoughts right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike Keating is a dear friend of mine. I talked to him for a long time last night, and I was going to mention him before we play Ron. He does need some prayers from all of us. He's a great, great guy, and he's going through so much right now. And losing a mom is something that none of us ever want to face. And he's going through that right now. And we all just need to say prayers for him and his mom and be there for him. So thanks, Dan. I really appreciate that. He's a wonderful guy, and he's a Big Brother fan. He's always posting Big Brother posts, and he does a lot of video for Big Brother posts and puts them out there so that we can rewatch the things that we like to watch that happens on Big Brother. And so he does a lot for us, and we want to make sure that we are there for him when he needs us. So.
Yeah,
thank
and
you,
Dan. if you're gonna put anything together, you know, to help him out or anything through all this, you know, let me know, and you know, I'll be there for you.
All right, I sure will. I do.
Thank you so much about that. And we also want to thank John Crocker for donating that shirt tonight too. Thank you so much, John. We love you,
and he's always had our back. So I just want to throw that out there before we go into Ron.
Absolutely. John Cracker's always been a big fan of our show and a supporter of our show for a long, long time. And definitely want to make sure that we send our thanks to John. And I think that's going to be about it for tonight. Hope we see you
wrapping
on Thursday.
Wrapping it up, girlfriend.
Yep. I'm going to play Ron to take us on out of here. Thank you so much for being here with us. Here's Ron to take us out.
So thank you guys for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that, you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. I'm sure Ron would have enjoyed this show with all the craziness that went on. God bless you, Ron. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of our continued supporters out there that listen to us each and every week. We love you all. Take care, be kind to each other, and God bless. Good night.